T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Blake Parker of the Twins. Here's Mike Max with sports on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
As Rosario stays, and here it comes. He swings and launches high and deep to right center field. Back it goes. Deep it goes and gone. Miguel Sano, a go-ahead two-run homer, and the Twins take a 3-1 lead.
What a nice win, Mike Max, out on the West Coast, 3-1 over the Angels last night.
What a nightmare. I mean, that was a vintage win. Your starting pitcher gives you everything he's got, keeps you in the game order easy. Deserved the win, didn't get it. And you only need one good at bat. And Sano gives him that one. Sano has been struggling. He had struck out, I think, 9 out of 19 at bats going into that one since he got called up. So he's struggling in a big way. But he's a big, strong man, and he finds a way to lift one up the other way and get it out of here, and then that's all you need. Your relief pitchers end up finishing it off, and Blake Parker, you just heard from, gets an earned save there in the ninth inning. And, things are going well when you're winning in that many different ways now. You're not just trying to score 10 runs. You had a lot of bad at-bats last night. Didn't go well, different lineup, all those things. And yet you still find a way with that one magical at-bat from Sano, which is why you put him in there and bat him seventh, because he might bring a little thunder one time. And he did, and it results a big win. And the Angels, I mean, they had, I've never seen this, I don't think, before, Ohtani and Simmons. Ohtani gets hit in the hand by a pitch where he's swinging, so it's actually strike three. He's out of the game. Simmons, talented shortstop, comes up, tries to leg one out to first. He's the next batter, tries to leg one out to first base and turns his ankle. It looks bad. And he has to leave the game. So consecutive hitters for the Angels and key players both left the game on consecutive at-bats, and I don't know how bad the injuries are, but it was I've never seen that before either.
Tonight again, Maxie, 8:30 out on the West Coast, and Pineda, we'll see how he is. He finally broke that string of winless efforts, like 5-0 out in Seattle, so I hope he's got the good stuff tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't been bad. He's getting measured against right now a pretty good rotation because of the way Perez has pitched, the way Odorizzi's pitched, Gibson's been pretty good, and obviously Barrios, who struggled with labor the other night, but in general is pretty good. So Pineda hasn't been bad. He's kept him in games. He gives up a home run here and there, that back to backs one time that cost him. But I would say for a fifth starter, he's been really good for this team.
Well, how exciting was it yesterday for the Gophers to win 8-1 over Georgia?
Oh, wasn't even a game, man. The Amber Pfizer just, she kind of took the whole region over and pitched her team to it, willed her team to it. They had two close games. And then yesterday, Natalie DeNartog, great freshman out of Hopkins, hits a 3-run homer to start it. And he said that, boy, it's almost over right now because Pfizer wasn't going to give in, and she didn't. You always expect, and this is typical Minnesota thinking, but you always think, well, the teams from the South have got to always be better because in warm weather sports because they play year round. And yesterday, Minnesota just dominated Georgia, and it wasn't, it was cool out, but it wasn't a weather thing. It was just Minnesota was a lot better. So now they get LSU, the number 10 seed, on Friday at 4:00, and that should be good too. Sydney Smith transferred from LSU up here. I don't know that she'll pitch against them this weekend, but she was down there, can at least give them a scouting report on them.
Yeah, that's exciting. So the weather right now, according to Mike, is going to look good for the game at 4 o'clock on Friday, as you mentioned, Maxie. And then they've got another one, I think, at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then, if necessary, they'll do one Sunday afternoon as well. I do know those tickets go on sale for the season ticket holders today and then the general public tomorrow. But if I had to guess right now, I wonder if the general public will even have a shot at them because those things will sell fast.
Yeah, it's just 1,100 that holds, so it's not a big stadium. And yeah, Memorial Weekend, everybody always talks about getting away, this and that. You got the Twins and the Gophers in town, got some pretty good entertainment right here in town.
You talked to Den Hartog last night on your show.
Yeah, she's I know her dad because her dad is a football coach out there at Hopkins. They've had a lot of good athletes come through there. A couple have made it to the NFL from Hopkins, and I've seen him in the weight room a few times out there and visited with him. And she grew up in that family. Her brother was an athlete. Her sister was an athlete. Her dad was an athlete. And so guess what? She's very poised for only being a freshman in college. She's kind of got this thing figured out and has played long and hard and on the club teams and everything else. And she was not a starter at the beginning of the season, but once she got in, they couldn't get her out because she just hits and she knows how to hit. That ball she hit the other day was yesterday was the opposite field, which tells you she has a pretty good idea what she's doing every time she goes up there.
Jimmy Erickson, our producer, was walking through the Skyway yesterday right after the news about Ryan Saunders broke, and he ran into Ryan and said, hey, you want to do a quick interview? And Ryan, so I can't say anything right now. Understandably, he's such a good kid. But anyway, we'll have the new director of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas, join us here in just a little while, Max, in the next half hour. But they have that press conference, and you call it, man. I got to give you credit. You called us a while back that he would be the guy.
Well, it was pretty hard to paint a scenario where it wasn't going to be him, especially when you looked at the candidates that they were interviewing, because if they were really serious about finding a challenger, they'd have gone out and got some, guys with head coaching experience that they talked to, unless guys said, hey, we don't want to look at that job because we don't think it's, a good situation. Or the other thing that happens is they go, wait a second, I'm not going through that because you already decided on Ryan Saunders, and I'm not going to play that game where you just set me up as an interviewer when I have no chance of getting the job. So I don't know what happened on that front. But when you saw that, you go, okay, they're not even trying to find somebody else. They definitely want Ryan Saunders to have this job. You just see the way that played out. And Gerson says that, he had full authority, but I don't know if he did or not. I mean, Glenn Taylor might have said, hey, just you can do the rest of it, but you start with Ryan as your coach and go from there. I don't know that that's true or not, but that's just a theory out there.
Milwaukee at Toronto tonight in the NBA. Hockey, San Jose's at St. Louis. Golden State wrapped it up last night, 119 to 117. Maxie, the ESPN cameras caught the Gopher women dumping Gatorade on their head coach, Jamie Traxel, yesterday. But a little later in the locker room, what you and I learned is the team poured a box of Old Dutch potato chips on her head to just continue the celebration to the Super Regional.
Yeah, they did the party pack.
Yeah. And, it was on sale this weekend.
Yeah, and she didn't see it coming. And it was something, man, to see those. And then after that, they unveiled that kind of netting up top, and all the chips, different flavors came fluttering down. And different colors for each team that they beat along the way, which I thought was a nice touch that people don't think about a lot of times when they have sports parties,
Yeah.
And so now they're going to get some.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.